I can't imagine living anyplace else. I was conceived in Alaska, and it has always brought me back. I think of myself almost like the salmon. I can't imagine really wanting to live anywhere else. I've spent about a third of my life in remote wilds with no one for company except the people who I went into the wilderness with. That's a long time, and it's very much my home. I've never not felt like an Alaskan. I have lived other places. I actually grew up during my childhood in Tucson, Arizona. And in those days, it was quite a wild place. There were only 30,000 people in Tucson when I grew up there, and I spent a lot of time. I love the desert. I love any natural country, and Alaska's one of the few places where you can actually see natural country and be out for long periods of time without being cluttered with the human imagination, but can just see what the land has to say about itself. It's a very deep journey. It's not one you can superficially approach with your TV and your 5 minutes. If you want to get to know the land, you have to go with humility and expect to spend a long time listening, and then it begins to open. My early journey in life was a broadening journey where I needed to climb this mountain and that mountain, and it always seemed like the essence would be right beyond that horizon. Now that I'm in my mid-60s, I can no longer go so far. But what I have found is I actually can see down into life. I can see more on the small walk from our cabin to the creek to get water than I used to be able to see covering mountain ranges. So it's not about proving myself, it's about listening to the land.